August 15, love, the impelling motive, for the love of Christ constraineth us, 2 Corinthians 5:14. But now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love, 1 Corinthians 13:13. In the life of Christ, this love found perfect expression. He loved us in our sin and degradation. He reached to the very depths of woe to uplift the erring sons and daughters of earth. There was no wearying of his patience, no lessening of his zeal. The waves of mercy beaten back by proud, impenitent, unthankful hearts ever returned in a stronger tide of love. He who is constrained by the love of Christ goes forth among his fellow men to help the helpless and encourage the desponding, to point sinners to God's ideal for his children, and to lead them to him who alone can enable them to reach this ideal. Never are we to be cold and unsympathetic, especially when dealing with the poor. Courtesy, sympathy, and compassion are to be shown to all. Partiality for the wealthy is displeasing to God. Jesus is slighted when his needy children are slighted. They are not rich in this world's goods, but they are dear to his heart of love. God recognizes no distinction of rank. With him there is no caste. In his sight, men are simply men, good or bad. In the day of final reckoning, position, rank, or wealth will not alter by a hair breadth the case of anyone. By the all-seeing God, men will be judged by what they are in purity and nobility and love for Christ. Christ declared that the gospel is to be preached to the poor. Never does God's truth put on an aspect of greater loveliness than when brought to the needy and destitute. Then it is that the light of the gospel shines forth in its most radiant clearness, lighting up the hut of the peasant and the rude cottage of the laborer. Angels of God are there, and their presence makes the crust of bread and the cup of water a banquet. Those who have been neglected and abandoned by the world are raised to be sons and daughters of the Most High. Lifted above any position that earth may give, they sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They may have no earthly treasure, but they have found the pearl of great price.